first, we're getting you up to speed on Hurricane Sally, which finally made landfall on Wednesday. While it was in the Gulf, the storm had strengthened, then weakened, then strengthened again. It curved east as it slowly approached the U.S. Gulf Coast, and on Wednesday morning, Sally hit Gulf Shores, Alabama as a Category 2 hurricane, with wind speeds of 105 miles per hour. It was the same spot and the same date when Hurricane Ivan struck 16 years ago. But even though it wasn't as strong as Ivan, Hurricane Sally was a much slower-moving storm. The Category 2 system dragged ashore at 2 miles per hour, slower than people walk, and that gave it more time to dump rain on Alabama and the Florida Panhandle. Between 10 and 35 inches were possible in the region. Significant downfalls were expected in central Georgia and the Carolinas as well. Power was knocked out for more than 500,000 customers, and fallen trees, flooded streets, and water rescues were all part of the scene Wednesday in Pensacola, Florida.